This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the score.
Getting back to you and these damn Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, we have got to get back to the Chicago Bulls because the boss, the person in charge of the Bulls, had some explaining to do.
Man, I'm afraid of this. Frankly, I'm a little afraid of this because they're in the middle and he's going to articulate it, and he doesn't always do well in that regard.
Here is Arturis Karnišovas talking about the Bulls and what they did and did not do at the trade deadline.
I want to take a moment to share my condolences on the passing of Virginia McCaskey. Our thoughts are with her family and the Bears organization. I want to start with a trade that we executed a couple of days ago. We want to thank Zach for 8 years that he gave to this organization. He grew his NBA career here in Chicago, and we know he will be missed by our fans and the Bulls organization who've been witness to that journey. A physically gifted and talented player, he has been excited to watch. He developed his leadership role and became an encouraging voice for young players. I know they respect him and felt fortunate to have played with him. We wish him the very best in his next chapter in Sacramento. You know, the pick that we received from San Antonio, in that perspective, following our trade, we now have full control of our future picks. So that's a good thing. I would like to kind of talk a little bit about the season. I thought we did a great job first 38 games, but hit the wall in January and had a couple of bad losses. Next 30 games will determine if we will be in play-in and playoffs. This is something that is achievable, and our guys are capable of getting there. I thought Billy did a great job this year getting a buy-in from our vets and young guys for how we want to play. We were pretty consistent with pace, running the floor and shooting threes. We've made big adjustments to our style of play this year, and we will continue to adjust as necessary. Billy is a great coach to work with and is always receptive to feedback and conversation. Billy and I are constantly discussing things we need to improve, like turnovers and reducing second chance points. It was evident yesterday. Billy, like all coaches, is driven to win and recognizes the importance of developing our young players. He does a great job trying to balance that. As I stated earlier this season, changes needed to be made, and we're taking the opportunity to learn, pivot, and take necessary steps to reshape our team. These moves help us to be more in control of our future. I know fans want a specific plan, and we're charting that path now. We are not done yet. We're in transitional phase, and there's more to come. We got through the trade deadline, and as we move through the rest of the season, the draft and free agency will continue shaping the future of this team. That's where the plan stands. We're committing to building a sustainable, competitive team. We're not okay with being in the middle, curating a team that competes at the high level and can compete for championship has been our goal. It can be a long process, and sometimes they require taking a step back before moving forward. Our commitment to the goal has not changed. This will take some time to fully unfold, but we are already made a significant shift. To our fans, I'm working tirelessly to put this team in the best position for long-term success. I'm constantly evaluating opportunities, making tough decisions, and staying proactive in shaping the roster. Every move is carefully considered with the goal of building a competitive and sustainable future. While the process takes time, and I know it's frustrating at times to me as well, my dedication to improving the team is of utmost importance. I know where responsibility lands, and I'm committed to making the right decision to elevate this team.
Wow. He says we are not okay with being in the middle, but everything else he says is okay with being in the middle. That was written. That was pre-written in terms of the comfort level and the choice.
I think that's Arturis is more comfortable reading something because, you know, English is not his native language.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd rather read this than try to do it off the cuff. But and I'm okay with that.
Okay. But the way that he's trying to say we've picked a lane, it doesn't sound like they've picked a lane, or he's threatening that soon. Oh, over the summer, maybe? Like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I mean, no, you're supposed to have just freaking picked a lane, and now he's saying they're going for the play-in?
Yep. And that they think that they have a good shot at it.
That it's achievable.
That's what I told you.
So they're not going even remotely backwards.
They looked up, and they were like, we're only 4.5 games out of the sixth spot. Since we can't get the deal that we want, like, let's pivot to that being the thing that we're going to do.
So why did they deal Zach? Why bother?
I don't know.
Because you're either going to deal and then deal more and go happily towards the bottom, or you're going to try for whatever you're trying for. Now they're trying to do both, and they got nothing of consequence?
Mm-hmm.
He's very bad at his job.
What if I told you that those questions that you were wondering about were asked by the people that were assembled there? Let's hear what the Bulls beat had to say to AK and what his responses were.
Wow.
Joe Colley, Chicago Sun-Times. I'm confused now with your statement.
Mm-hmm.
The actions are of a team that understands it's a sinking ship when you trade arguably your three best players mm-hmm. since the offseason. But if you're talking about still making a playoff push, it seems you are confused with what direction you're still going. I mean, I don't recall a team that's trying to get out of the middle that still wants to make a playoff push.
No, what I said that in our private also conversations with some of the media, you know, that if, you know, next 30 games we're going to be out of the play-in and out of the playoffs, we'll get a good pick. But at the same time, if we, with this young team, can make the play-in and playoffs, it's going to be accomplishment, because if your young guys developing and translates into wins, I think there's growth. So that's what I meant to say.
I just want to ask you about, you know, we saw over the summer the trade you made for Caruso was for a player, not a bunch of draft picks. You know, even with Zach, you got a bunch of players back, your own draft pick. And just your philosophy again on draft picks. Why have you sort of, it seems like, not prioritized stockpiling extra draft picks for, you know, for this, as we've seen other teams, and kind of how you've valued players instead of that? What is your philosophy just on that?
No, I think we've obviously value draft compensation and young players and then flexibility, I think, in that order. But again, we have 9 players that are between 20 and 25. I think you have to have a right mix of players in order to, you know, to grow. You can't just roll out, you know, young players and think that they're just going to develop on their own. I think you need a right vets, you know, experienced guys to be around, you know, and I see, you know, in that Vooch and, you know, keeping Zoe in that kind of role.
Drew Stevens, the bigs, Arturis, there's an argument to be made that this franchise is no more relevant today than it was when you took over.
Mm-hmm.
Why should Bulls fans believe that you're the person who's going to steer this franchise back to prominence, and what is your plan to do so?
Well, I communicated that in my opening statement, pretty much, that, you know, obviously 3.5 years ago We put a group together, and that didn't work. Right now, we're taking a step back a little bit and got younger. But we in complete control of our draft picks, and looking forward to what we can do the rest of the season, and we'll go to the draft and free agency, try to improve our team.
Cody Westerlund with the Score. Yes, no question. Did you ever get a first round pick offer for Zach that wasn't your own pick?
You wanted me to tell you details what it was offered or what it was. I mean, the actual deal that happened with San Antonio, that was the deal that we executed.
I'm saying from a different organization.
I'm not gonna talk about hypotheticals.
Okay.
Sir.
And then a follow-up, too. There's an argument to be made you could have kept your first-round pick by being in the bottom eight for the next couple of years. So what went into that calculation to get it back?
I think calculation went into to get our pick back so we have freedom this season and for years to come.
Arturis, I mean, obviously, Billy talked about this earlier in the year after I think it was back-to-back losses to Ant and I don't know, some other star player.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine that you guys are taking a couple steps back, and you know it might not be at the speed that people like, but at the same time, until you land that star player, you're basically always just going to kind of be on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
What's your plan to do that if it's not going to be to tank to get the highest pick possible? How do you think that's going to happen?
It just depends where we're going to land this year. Right, I don't know. I cannot predict next 30 games.
But what you want to put yourself in the best position to have a higher.
Yes, and I think by getting our pick back and not to worry about where we're gonna land this year, you know, there's an opportunity during the draft, you know, to land another young player and consistently, obviously, look for opportunities to get a star player. I think in terms of moving forward, I think there's different structures that you can, you know, try to get to a championship. There's a 2-3, you know, star players and then a lot of role players, or you can build it as a 9-10 very good players. And I think now we're leaning towards to have a lot of solid good players, a 9-10 that can last through the season, because you know there's going to be injuries, and you know I think more and more teams are doing that.
Andy Seligman, AP.
Wow.
Arturis, just what was the thinking behind re-signing Lonzo or extending Lonzo, I should say?
I mean, to have him last 3-4 years here, you know, and what he's been through, to see his growth this season and his resiliency even during this process of coming back, he's so good for this team and for our players. They love him, and I think he's good. He's impacting the team the positive way. So we wanted to keep him.
So that was Arturis Karnišovas answering questions.
Wow!
And all of them were good.
Yeah, the questions were very strong. Very strong, extremely extremely strong. You know what I keep thinking about, Lawrence? I keep going higher and higher and higher until you get to the Reinsdorfs. And Michael, being Jerry's son, there was some thought, well, this is different, and that's why he's changing. That's why he's changing Garpax, and this is his hire, and he's going for it. And it's a different philosophy. But this all just feels so very Reinsdorfian to be accepting the middle and, in fact, targeting the middle. And it reminds me of all those different times we've heard Jerry talk about. Remember the sports conference that he did out west where he kind of lets you in on his overall philosophy of what it is to be an owner and how you want to be good, but not too good, because you want to keep, you know, the fans interested, but you don't want to try too hard. Or it was David Sampson, the former Marlins president, who said what Reinsdorf had told him was the best thing you can do is be in second place, because then you're pretty good all year, but then you don't have to bother with paying to get all the way to the very top and to keep your fans hungry for more. This is an ownership family that, after 6 titles and after lucking into one with the White Sox, has happily settled into going for the middle. And you've got a guy in AK and a guy in Billy both trying to voice their way around. And Billy did a pretty good job of dancing on the middle. AK does a horrible job of dancing around the middle and trying to explain the situation.
Well, he said they don't want to be in the middle anymore.
But that's everything they're doing. Every other answer said they are.
Yeah, I would agree with
that. The fact that you finished second or third or fourth, it doesn't mean you had a bad year.
Yeah, I mean, that's he's okay with that. He's okay with that every year. That's just the reality of your ownership group.
Here's the thing that I can't get over is hearing him talk multiple times when questioned about how this is going. He keeps talking about the importance of getting the pick back. And he's right. Like, you want to make sure that you don't have a top 10 protected pick. You're the person who gave the pick away. So you're fixing a problem that you caused. And I'm not sure that anyone's supposed to rejoice over that. The choice that you made was to go get DeMar DeRozan.
That's the trade where the pick went away, if anybody who doesn't know, when they chose the middle.
And now DeMar's gone, and it didn't work. So the idea of there being a level of trust, or we should be happy, like, well, you know, they got their pick back. They gave it away. They didn't value it. And that's why I'm glad that the question was asked about draft picks and not seemingly value it. And then his counter is, well, we got our pick back. We're very excited about that.
Yeah. Right now, Lawrence, if you go to tankathon.com and you simulate the lottery, like I just did about eight times during AK talking, the Bulls are at 9 and then 11. And then 9 again. One time they got all the way up to 4. But another time it was 9. And then back to 11. So what are you doing? If you're going to get worse, then truly get worse. Then trade more than just Zach. You made that trade. We said they picked Elaine. Casey Johnson was on the morning show saying finally they picked Elaine. What's Casey going to say now? Fully informed. Doesn't sound like a Elaine pick. Sounds like a Elaine pick is going to be delayed again. And hasn't he said that before at the deadline? The next 27 games. We'll see what the next 27 games.
I think it was the next 28 games.
Right. And now he said the next 30 games. You're delaying it because you couldn't get any deals done because you're bad at this or because you don't want to.
And it's just so sad, too, because you keep doing that thing.
I told myself I wasn't going to get angry again.
Yeah.
He made me angry again.
I'm sorry that he made you angry.
But you know it. But that's how it happens. These guys try to talk about it, and you hear it. It's ridiculous.
Well, this is one of those things where it's so difficult to. I like AK. I like Mark Eversley. I think they're both smart. And we were talking during a break. I think both of them are one job too high. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've been promoted one spot ahead of where they probably should be.
Like, Eversley is your lead scout or something like that.
Yeah.
AK is your lieutenant, which is what he was in Denver.
Yeah.
Your top lieutenant.
And hearing him try to work through all of this, it sounds ridiculous. And there's also the selling of hope inside there. Well, we'll see with these 30 games. We're not that far. I mean, we're right there in the play-in right now. I can't imagine that there's a Bulls fan within the sound of our voice that is like, oh, yeah, I want them to go for the play-in. Because that's what they've been doing the last two seasons.
Yeah.
They've been going for the play-in. And I know that going to a game is still fun.
Yeah, it is.
When we're at the United Center, there's still a lot of energy and a lot of heat to it. But you would hope that there's a philosophy of trying to win. And there just doesn't seem to be one.
And it wouldn't anger me as much if they didn't just finally give up and trade Zach for whatever the hell they could get. And you're not doing anything. So they think they're going to be just as good without Zach? With Modest getting time, I guess those are the conversations we'll shift to, and maybe that's what it'll be.
Maybe.
But, God, it's frustrating.
It's really frustrating. And I thought that all those questions were pointed, and this is the way that it's supposed to be.
How is Coby White not dealt? How is Vooch not dealt? I mean, what are you doing? There are other people to play. other people to try and find out what their ceilings are while you lose games. That's how you have to do it in the league. It's kind of a broken league that you have to do it that way, in my opinion, but that's how you have to do it.
And this is what happens, where you have people that seemingly are behind the curve of where the league is going, and their vision, you can't tell me that in the, 8 minutes of sound that we played from Arturis Karnišovas, that you walked away going, that guy's a winner as an executive.
No.
Or has a winning philosophy.
No.
There's
Or frankly has an understanding of the league and how it's supposed to work these days.
Or how his fan base feels about this.
He also got grumpy one time with Cowley, saying, well, if we're going to talk about conversations that I had on the side with other media, right? Like maybe Joe was referencing something Arturis had told him, and Arturis didn't like that. And then he tried to muscle up on Cody.
Yeah, Cody's not here for the play-play.
Man, that was an ugly, ugly, bad showing.
It did not go well. It could have gone a lot better, and their choices are not good ones. We're going to lighten the mood, though. Next up, Adam McKay is going to join the show. I got questions and a pitch.
And oh, good. I'm looking forward to that. He knows basketball and knows sports better than sports people. And he wants to talk about why everybody ends up a Laker.
Okay, let's do that next here on The Score.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.